Hello, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, children of the universe. I am the Star Child, host of the Colay Unleashed podcast, and I got some news you can use. For instance, on today's show, we have none other than the legendary Ace Dukes out of Houston, Texas. Yes, legendary hip-hop mogul, hip-hop legend, Houston, Texas finest. Ace Dukes will be here with Star Child discussing community, baby. You already know where I'm going with it. Yeah, man, we talking about community, man, and we talking about some good things as far as where we would like to see the direction of our people head to. So, man, y'all give us a good listen, man, because, man, that's my good friend, man. We've been friends for a long time, and we're really having a good powwow, sit down, chopping it up, chewing up game, man, spitting it out and reciprocating all types of things, man. So check out Star Child and the legendary Ace Dukes out of Houston, Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of the universe, I am the Star Child, and I got some news you can use. Once again, I got a good friend of mine and a legend in the hip-hop game and a legend in his community. I have none other than the man himself, Ace Dukes, out of the legendary Ace Dukes rap group out of Houston, Texas, the old lineage, the legends of the game, back with Rap-A-Lot and Jay Prince and all them big time boys. Y'all give him a big welcome. Anthony, welcome you to the Colay Unleashed podcast.
Man, thank you, bro. Glad to be here. My pleasure.
Yeah, man, once again, I was going over some questions I wanted to run by you because I know your time is limited, so I don't want to take too much of your time. I want to jump right into it and just let you know how impressed and how touched I am by the transformation in your life, which also helped me to make a transition in my life, man. And I just want to give you big ups and tell you I thank God for you every day, man.
Greatly appreciated, fam. I give all glory to God for the change and the transition, straight up.
Okay, man. So what I wanted to get into right quick was the community. I wanted to ask you, what do you see in our community that we can change ourselves, meaning without government intervention, without some type of outside source like the NAACP. A lot of people don't know the NAACP was started by a white Jewish guy. So what do you see in our community that we can change ourselves, such as like what the Black Panthers did in the 60s with creating their own stoplight system with human beings and helping old ladies across the street and policing ourselves? What do you see in today's time?
Well, the key word is, like you said a few seconds ago, is help, helping. That's what we can do without government assistance. We can help one another. And like I told you a while back, when I say help, I mean heal, encourage, and love people.
Right, yeah, right.
Help. So I think first and foremost, in our inner city communities, we need to start helping each other more. You know, we see one brother down, help pick him up. You know, instead of kicking him while he's down. Or you see a sister down, help her up, you know? And just reach one, teach one, man. Just I think we should reach out more. I think we should show more love, show more concern about what the daily things that we go through.
Right. Just in the daily things, man. And you, I think we would be surprised as a whole how the culture of our mind state would change if we would do the simple day-to-day things, like when you go into the gas station and still you see that sister getting out the car, you know she coming in the store with you, but you're too cool. So you open the door and go on in the store rather than hold the door like a gentleman for your Black sisters. Exactly. You know what I mean? And without any type of prejudice as far as, man, you fine or man, you show is beautiful. Just, this is my sister. Let me get the door for her.
Exactly.
You know, just small day-to-day things, man. And I think that would have to fall back into community raising and family raising and what T.D. Jakes calls community rearing. I don't think we rear these kids like we used to, because we're in such a volatile and dangerous time. A lot of us, I would say, I don't want to say afraid, but we're intimidated. And so we let some things go that in older generations, they wouldn't let go. That makes sense?
Right. Upbringing is a key part to a lot of just the overall perspective, you know, how these children are being brought up, how they are reared. That's very, very important, man, because it counts for what, that's how they're going to act as they go out into society, is how they've been taught, what they've seen, what they've been exposed to.
Right. The thing, the next thing that goes along with that, I was going to ask you, since we're talking about the changes, what would you like to see from our representatives that we put in office from our community? Such as like here in Dallas, we have John Wiley Price, who is a city councilman. But John Wiley Price is a very advocate African-American in our community. He is in the community. He's hands-on. And he's a no-nonsense black man, not a nigga. He's a no-nonsense black man when it gets to that city council and going up there in that meeting. What do you think we need to see from our people that we've put in office so far? And are you pleased with the people there in Houston?
I think we need to see more community presence. I mean, when I say presence, I mean their monikers need to be out where people can see, reach, and touch them, not just when it's time to vote, not just, you know, when you're running a campaign.
Right.
But make your presence known all throughout the year, you know, and just reach the people, communicate with the people. And I'd like to see them really get done what they said they was going to get done before they got in office.
Right.
I'm not really into politics that much, but I just noticed that a lot of politicians make all these promises. Then when they get behind the podium, nothing really changes.
Right.
And that just kind of saddens me in the long run.
Right.
And
I think
I'm satisfied with what I see here. I mean, I think they can do a better job. I mean, I'm happy that I see people of color on the city council. We got a black mayor here in Houston. So I'm happy to see that. But I do want to see more progress.
Okay. I do as well here in Dallas. The next thing, because I know I'm running through these questions fast, Ant, but like I said, I know you're a busy man. The next question I got is, would you like to see, now this is on the hip-hop level, I'm going to take you to entertainment, where we come from. As far as artists that we see today, would you like to see more artists like Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole or yourself or Meek Mills? Or would you rather see others who have not been awakened yet or enlightened? Would you rather see more of them?
Well, I would like to see a variety. Like, I think that emerging artists are always important. You know, you know, these other guys are great. Meek Mills, J. Cole's, they're all great. They're leaders in the game. But I'd also like to see newer artists emerge and just kind of see what their point of view is all about, because they're the future.
Right.
They're the ones that's going to lead the generation. So right. We kind of want to see what they're talking about. So variety with me, from the old school guys to the current present guys, to some of the newer guys. I like to see us all continue to make that movement called hip hop move forward.
Right. That movement. And you, that's the main thing, the movement, the culture, the body. It's living, it's moving. I had a conversation with a young cat the other day. He said, man, that song you finna put out, man, I heard it, man. It's jamming, man. How you still doing what you're doing at this age? I said, man, there's no age on music. Music has been here since the beginning of time, and it's going to be here when time ain't no more. So therefore, you can't put an age on a feeling or an emotion or an expression that you put to melodic rhythm. And I blew his mind. He said, "Man, I'm going back to the studio, Unc." I said, "That's what I want. That's what I want to do with my LLC and Like Father, Like Son." As you know, I did a lot of time in prison. I've been three times. And this podcast and the other things that I got going on are part of my transformation, giving my life back to Christ. So part of that is Like Father, Like Son wants to go into the prison systems and be a conduit between the fathers that are locked up and their children. Because the conduit, once you're locked up, that's broken. And if you already having problems with your baby mama, your relationship with your kid is impossible. You can't even think about it. So when I went through prison, I noticed the things that I went through and the other brothers. And now that I'm out, I'm thinking that maybe I can start this LLC to where we can help the brothers on the inside link back up with their kids on the outside. But also, we can begin to help guide our youth through entertainment, through writing, through rapping, through doing music, through dance, but infuse entrepreneurship and infuse intelligence and light. And I want to try to dumb down this idea that being stupid is cool. That's where Like Father, Like Son is, and that's where I want us to meet together. Ace Deuce, Like Father, Like Son, and Cole stepping out on a mission to enlighten the young minds so that we can ensure that we have a bright future. Did that make sense, Ant?
Yeah, it makes a whole lot of sense, man. And I just want to take the time to congratulate you on going through the system, making it out. You know, man, and just making the change, doing something positive, continuing to pursue your dreams and following your calling. I mean, man, it takes courage to do that. A lot of people want to just give up and lay it down. And one thing about you, you had that resilience to keep on moving, man. So I commend you, brother. I'm getting you flowers right now.
Man, so appreciate it.
Keep on doing your thing, man. It's an amazing progression that I've seen.
Yeah, man, we've been up and we've been down in this game of life together, me, you, and my brother Drew, man. One thing that's driving me now, Ant, is before our brother passed, our brother who is Anna Roy, Andrew Broussard, Ace Deuce's first cousin, his family member was my best friend from the military. And before he passed, I had got out of prison this last time, and he told me, "Man, don't let me down no more. If it's the last thing you do, Co, don't let me down no more." And from that day on, and I began to put my book together. I began to look into what it take to get in a studio somewhere. I didn't even know what I was going to rap about or what I was going to say. I didn't know what I was going to do. But Drew lit a fuse under me, man. He lit that fire under me again, man. And I love my brother for that, man. He gonna always be in my heart for that one, man.
Yes, sir. R.I.P. Drew Brees.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Rest in heaven. So look here, Ant, man. I'm not gonna hold you no longer. I want to thank you for your time. I want you to give the people, tell the people what you got coming here as far as music and movies or magazines or anything you got coming up. Go ahead and give a call to action and let them know where to go get it.
Well, I got the brand new single out called Just Be Great on all platforms right now. I'm coming with a video series called Way Up Wednesdays. So every Wednesday I'll be dropping a video out, you know, with some brand new music for the people. And to keep it clear,
right,
I make music with a purpose. If you want to reach me, you can reach me on Instagram at Houston Ace Deuce. That's HoustonAceDeuce. And it's the same on Twitter. It's just straight up Ace Deuce on Facebook. Man, get at me. YouTube, Ace Deuce.
Make sure y'all get at my people, man. Treat yourself and don't cheat yourself. Get you a taste. And don't be late. Like I said, let's have a round of applause for my man, Ace Deuce out of Houston, Texas, having a good powwow, sit down, chop it up, eat the meat with your boy, Star Child at the Cole Unleashed podcast. Thank you, Ant.
Hey, man. Thank you, man. Salute to you, brother.
Man, salute to you, man. For the community. Yes, sir. I love you, man, and keep pushing.
Love you back. Keep
I'm gonna keep that. We smoke trying to get in the field. You know what I'm talking about? We drank it in. And now.
I want to thank Ace Dude for coming by the Cold Lay Unleashed podcast hosted by me, Starchild. Yeah, man. So look, we got some other things going on right now, man. So while you keep tuning in to the Cold Lay Unleashed podcast, make sure you slide over to YouTube or Spotify or Apple iTunes or Apple Music and go and check out the new single from Cold Lay entitled Sunday Fun Day. Yeah, go and check out that new single, man. And then go and check out my book. Yeah, man, the book, O-R-E-G-I-N-S, Origins, yeah. The short story bio you can pick up on Amazon or Payhip. Man, I want to thank y'all for coming by the Cold Lay Unleashed podcast. I am your host, Starchild. Today we have been graced with the presence of Ace Deuce. Make sure you go and catch his new single also. He has a new single and it's called Just Be Great. Alrighty, thank you very much. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Peace.
Sunday fun day. It don't stop. Drop top, hard top.